black days. We do not know how much time passed from the end of one plague to the next one, but the Egyptians must have been wondering what was happening. So far, they had seen 5 plagues. Water turned to blood, frogs, lice, flies, sickness of animals. Now Pharaoh needed to be punished again. He had not learned to do right. Another plague was sent. Moses threw handfuls of ashes toward heaven as the king watched. Something strange happened. Painful sores called boils broke out on all the people and all living animals. Pharaoh had boils also. God told Moses to warn the Egyptians of the next plague. Tomorrow, about this time, I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded. God warned that any man or animals in the field would be killed by the hail. All men and animals that came inside before the storm began would be saved. All who believed God and obeyed were saved alive. The next day, at the time Moses had said, the frightful storm began. There were thunder and lightning, rain and hail fell. Egyptians had never seen such a storm. Lightning ran on the ground. Hail harmed all those who stayed in the field, both man and beast. Plants and trees were broken down. The barley and the flax were gone. In the land of Goshen, there was no hail. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron during the storm. I have sinned this time. Jehovah is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. He promised to let the people go. Moses prayed. God stopped the storm of rain and hail. Then Pharaoh changed his mind again. He was not ready to be humble before God. Next, a strong east wind blew in locusts. The Bible says there have never been any locusts like those, either before or since that day. Locusts covered the ground and darkened the sky. Can you imagine that? Every green thing left after the hail was eaten. No food was left growing. God sent a west wind to drive the locusts into the Red Sea. Not one locust was left. While the Egyptians were wondering what they would eat, another plague came. The 9th plague was a terrible darkness. It was so dark and black, the people were frightened. The sun was not seen, the stars or moon were not seen. People could not even see each other. They could not leave their house for 3 days. In the land of Goshen, God's people had light in their houses. Pharaoh was frightened. He called to Moses and said, "Go serve Jehovah. But let your flocks and herds stay here." "No," Moses said, "our cattle will go with us." Moses explained they would use animals for sacrifices to God. "Go away from me," Pharaoh shouted in anger. "See my face no more, for in the day you see my face you shall die." He never wanted to see Moses again. "You have spoken well," said Moses. "I will not see your face again."
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ in Prosperity. We encourage you.